Now, Paddy Manning is an independent investigative journalist, author and singer-songwriter who fronts indie folk band Belt and Road, a semi-acoustic four-piece from Sydney, Melbourne and Hobart. He wrote the unauthorised biography The Successor, The High-Stakes Life of Lachlan Murdoch, co-wrote and hosted his hit podcast Rupert, The Last Mogul, and was reporter for a major three-part series on the Murdoch family, co-produced by the ABC's Australian Story and Background Briefing programs last year. He is currently finishing a PhD on a century of News Corp in Australia at Macquarie University. Paddy is with me now to talk about music. Good morning, Paddy.
Eleanor, how are you?
I'm good. Now, so Paddy, how many songs have you actually written about the Murdochs?
None. At this point, none. I've got a Trump song.
Yeah, that's right. I've heard that one. So are you planning to?
That'll be a bottom drawer thing to come out, I suppose, once all my Murdoch obsession is over and done.
Yeah,
you can I don't want to court controversy with, my real views on. My views actually are still forming, to be honest. I haven't come to a conclusion. It sounds like I'm a Murdoch tragic, a Murdochologist, and I am. But, I haven't – well, put it this way, I haven't found the poetry in the Murdoch story yet.
Okay. Once that happens, it will be there.
Yes.
For the next EP. Now, your music range is from sharp political commentary to deeply personal reflections. Which type of songwriting comes more naturally to you?
I am Lou Reed is my hero, and I try to write about the reality that's in front of you, which is what I think he did. And so I've now, hello, middle age, the reality in front of me at the moment is lumpectomies, friends dying, the world going to hell in a handbasket. And so that's what I'm trying to address.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, my whole singing style is a bit talky anyway. I am trying not to be too wordy because I hate that. And I did that in my first band, trying to jam too many sentences into a song.
Oh, yeah, because you can't remember them either.
No, that's right.
When you have to sing them live.
Yes.
So what was I thinking?
Yeah. So I don't want it. They're not bits of journalism, these songs. They're bits, I hope, of, hopefully evocative, definitely deeply felt bits of songwriting. And I hope that there's a bit of poetry in there too.
Okay, well, there is. Definitely.
I need an outlet somewhere. I mean, the journalism, you've got to be so buttoned down and objective all the time.
Yeah.
It's quite nice to have, as a writer, an opportunity just to say what you think.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Or what you feel.
What you feel. Yeah, feeling is good. Now, you touched on Lou Reed in your sound, and I totally agree that that's how it's sounding. But what other artists have influenced your music?
I have been listening lately to, the bands in Sydney that I love. The songwriter that I'm kind of listen to most closely probably is Bo Campbell, who sings with, the Too Easy Band and the Dead Marines. I love the Dead Marines. I love that whole style of, which is why I'm kind of thinking about it as kind of indie folk, is because I love the style, which is a bit more acoustic, and you can hear everything going on in the song. You can hear every instrument. You can hear every word. I went to a couple of years back, the Signet Folk Festival, and I just loved that. We weren't being assaulted by a wall of sound. We were being given the opportunity to listen to the stories that were being told and to listen to the instruments. So at a live music level, that's kind of where my head is. That's what I'm trying. I love it when we get up. I've got a bunch of musos that I'm playing with. A few of them play in a band called the Outback Traders. They're often at the Gaspo. I love it when it's It's not loud and fast. It's slow and reflective, and so that's what I'm sort of going for at the moment.
Yeah, I love it when you can hear every instrument. I hate it, that wall of sound, and you come away and you go, I couldn't hear the singer. I couldn't hear that, you know, all you hear is there's something. There's only one thing that you hear, and there's everything else has become like just a murky. But yeah, so it's good.
Especially in a small venue, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And an intimate venue, there's no need to assault people.
No, exactly.
You know, I don't want people to be quiet. I want people to be talking. I'm really happy for that. But yeah, I do want to have space for people who do want to listen to the songs to be able to hear them, and space in the music for that.
Yeah.
And everyone I'm playing with at the moment is on the same wavelength, including the trombonist from Hobart, who, it's a revelation. Like, he jokes, he's a serving policeman, actually. But he's got a sideline. He's used to play with the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra. And he jokes that, yeah, the trombone's the voice of God. And honestly, the way, because it's sliding all over the scale, you know, the way and his breath, what that brings to the music, it's a light touch in some ways, but it's amazing. And so I love it.
I love brass in music. So, yeah, that's good. But I'm going to talk about your name, Belt and Road. Now, obviously, it's a political statement. Is that correct?
Well, sort of. I always thought that the Belt and Road Initiative was a great concept. Like, it was kind of like Bond villain. You know, I don't know who it is in, you know, Xi Jinping's bloody office that came up with it. But the idea of this world domination kind of global infrastructure project. But it is a little bit of a, you know, homage to our Chinese overlords. And I suppose that's in a way a commentary about American decline. But yeah, to me, it's kind of catchy. It, you know, resonates on a few levels, you know. Anyway, it's got a bit of rock and roll about it, and I don't know, it came to me. I'm one of those tragic people that has a list of 400 band names that they've, you know, like my kids will joke about it. But this one came to me spontaneously, and I went, oh, that'll do.
Well, I checked out whether you were on Bandcamp, and I noticed that there is a band called Belt and Road Initiative. Did you know that?
I don't know that.
Yeah.
I think it's a podcast. I don't think it's a band.
Yeah, it's on Bandcamp.
Yeah,
I check that out.
Well, I do. Oh, honestly, the number of times I went to Spotify and Bandcamp to make sure that there wasn't another name, because I had lots of names that I had to reject because someone else had chosen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought I had this one.
Yep.
Maybe that's bad news, Eleanor.
Yeah, should have just called it the Initiative in the first place.
Oh, well, I don't know who they are or what they do, but
they're young dudes,
right?
Yeah, maybe you can.
Okay,
because
What there is that one thing I did see is that I think that there's a compilation called the Belt and Road Initiative.
Oh, okay, all right.
So I don't know if I've really honestly thought there wasn't a band, but yeah, I like the idea of an initiative rather than a band, which is that it can be, and that's what this is a really, it's a really open, sprawling kind of group of people playing music together. And I hope that there might be a Sydney lineup and a Hobart lineup and a Melbourne lineup, because my guitarist mate is from Melbourne.
Yep.
You just come together as to who can make it on the day.
Yeah, and I believe that you're actually going to head down to Hobart permanently.
About to move down there, yeah, actually. Going to start a job with the ABC in a few weeks, so I'm going to make a permanent move. But I've got to be up and down a lot. I've got my old man and, you know, family up here. And so, yeah, yeah. I'm open to all gigs, weddings, parties, everything.
Well, you've got your EP launch coming up in 2 weeks, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, August 23rd, Saturday, week.
Week, okay. It's at the Gaspo?
Yeah.
Gasoline Pony?
Yeah. And
what time are you on and who?
It all starts at 7, and there's a bunch of mates. It's opening with two guys, singer-songwriters, Dave Skilly and Sam Grimmer, who I play with at the Carrington Hotel on a Monday, on Burke Street in Surry Hills on a Monday night. That's a great little singer-songwriter circle. And
is that open mic night?
It's not really open mic. There's a kind of there's a roster of you know, about a dozen, and a WhatsApp chat, of course, about a dozen singer-songwriters, male and female, young and old. And the good thing about this is they give you half an hour. And so everyone, I mean, mostly the audience is diners, you know, who are there for the meal, or other songwriters.
All right.
and a few of their mates. But it's great because, yeah, you get to, you know, some of those open mic nights, it's like three songs and then you're off, and it gets quite exhausting. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you can listen to someone for half an hour, you get a really good sense of where they're coming from.
Yeah.
And then we've got the Stuart Nestle experience.
All right. I'm going to have to stop you there because we've got the news coming up.
Oh, here
in
we
10
are.
Seconds. So thanks for joining us, Paddy. After the news, I'm going to play one of your songs.